Bienvenido para las Ifedgarilas. This is your host, El Gringo Loco, and joining me today is the handler of Juliet Brooks from Boardwalk Wrestling. And we're going to be talking about the recent Boardwalk Full Tilt pay-per-view, and we're going to be talking about her big feud that she has had. Before we get into all of that, though, I do want to say we were supposed to have a couple of things that I want to get out of the way here. We were supposed to have Al Envy on the show today as well. Unfortunately, his kid had was it a seizure? Juliet.
I think his
tweet said it was a seizure.
Yeah, I said something like that on Twitter, which is unfortunate, but, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, we're all hoping for the best for his son. Thoughts and prayers and all that positive energy going out towards Al Envy. And also want to send out some thoughts and prayers to Aaron Parker, the handler of Anzac Pro Wrestling. People who have... who listen to Eliance Radio, if you go to Mixler.com/E-Liance, people who listen to Eliance Radio or people who are in Anzac know that Aaron Parker's been sick for the last couple of weeks. I got a Skype message from him yesterday morning, I believe it was, telling me that he was in the hospital. So thoughts and prayers to him that he gets well soon and recovers. And I also want to apologize to Anzac Pro Wrestling and to Jason Cash. I ended up no-showing my match against Jason Cash and Anzac this week, and I just want to say I'm sorry about that. A couple weeks ago, my mom slipped and fell getting out of the shower, and so... But anyway, Juliet Brooks from Boardwalk Wrestling, and we've had you on the show before, I believe once, with Michael Pettis and actually like a cavalcade of Boardwalk guests, and I think that was back in January. So I want to say welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited.
You're welcome. And so I'm just going to go ahead and name this episode here real quick. And then there we go. I think I got the number right. I don't know if I got the number right or not. Anyway, it's today's episode is now officially going to be episode number 318, whether that's the real number or not. So... you're coming from Boardwalk Wrestling, and you guys have just had the Full Tilt pay-per-view. Do you want to start out talking about the pay-per-view, or should we start out maybe talking about your character a little bit first so that people have an idea of who you are, and as we talk about the pay-per-view, what's going on with your character?
I think it would be better if we talk about the pay-per-view first.
Okay. And then we'll just fill in people later. Full Tilt pay-per-view, and this is a pretty big pay-per-view, I think, for Boardwalk Wrestling, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a good show. Like, I enjoyed doing it.
Okay, so what all went down on the Boardwalk Wrestling pay-per-view?
I competed I was the internet champion, and I had to defend my title against CJ O'Donnell. But unfortunately, I lost that belt. But you know, it was a good match. You know, I put a lot of effort into it, and so did my opponent. So. The better person won, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with the title. You know, it was tough. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm really sorry. Really sorry to hear that you lost the title. CJ O'Donnell, though, is a really great role player from what I hear. So.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, I mean, you know, you can't be ashamed to lose to CJ O'Donnell. Looking right now at the card listing here. Looks like also there was Chubbs Magoo versus Dude Job, and that was the show opener.
Right.
And then Iron Man match with the High Octane Wrestling Icon Championship on the line. Ian Bishop with The Unstable versus Darren Zion with Sex and Money. Who won that one?
Darren Zion won that one.
Oh, okay, Darren Zion. That's a really good win to get one over Ian Bishop because he's a fantastic role player as well.
That was a really, really great match. It was written very well, and it was hard to say who was going to win. You never know, you know.
Yeah, did you read the role plays for it too? You said the match was well written, but did you read the role plays for it too?
I read some of it, but I didn't read all of it, fortunately.
Okay. Well, I imagine that the role plays must have been really great to read, both in that match and in yours.
Yeah.
Which was, looks like yours was next after that match, the internet title match. And then you have Atlantic City title match, Sean Fuller versus Jared Black. And in the main event, number one contender to the Atlantic City title, Anarchy title match, triple cage match with... Mike Zabala, Juliet Brooks, Uncle Rocky, Dave Van Dam versus Destroyer, Ozura, and the Lockhart. So how did you do in the main event?
Well, Mike Zabala actually came to me, and he's like, you know, I have this team, and I wanted to know if you wanted to be a part of it. And I was like, yeah, sure. So, and then Pettis is like, you know, are you sure you want to be double booked? And I said, yeah, you know, I've done it before. I have no problem with that. So all together I did like 3 role plays, which is, it was crazy. But, you know, I enjoyed that match. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. So who ended up winning the...
Uncle Rocky won the Anarchy title, and... Ozura won the number one contender to the Atlantic City title.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, let's see. Trying to read through this to see. How did the match work? Exactly. With one person on one side winning the Anarchy title, one person on the other side winning the number one contendership. So, it was a triple cage match, so... Two men will walk out with a prize, while 6 are left battered and bruised, it says.
That's hard to explain. You really have to, like, read it, you know, to understand.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, it sounds interesting anyway. Sounds like an interesting concept. So you get, like, the triple cage match, which, of course, was famous from... Was it WCW, actually, or was it that movie with...
I believe it was Ready to Rumble, I think. I'm not too sure. Something
yeah,
like
Ready
that.
To Rumble was the movie. Did they do that in WCW? It seems like they did that after the movie, didn't they?
I'm not
have the triple,
sure.
A triple cage match? I don't know. I can't...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and it was... During a dark period for WCW with, what's his name? That 1-800 collect guy. He's married to Courtney Cox.
Oh, David Arquette?
Yeah, David Arquette was the, thank you. David Arquette was the WCW champion, and very dark time for WCW. But sounds like a really great card, a really stacked card. And so... you pulled double duty on there, and, you know, unfortunately you lost your internet title, you lost in the main event. Seems like that would be a really difficult pay-per-view for you to do as a handler. You know, because of, you know, you're trying to defend your internet championship and you're trying to, you know, go, you know, win, you know, either the Anarchy Championship or the number one contender to the Atlantic City Championship. So, how did you manage that? Where, you know, what were you really hoping to get out of the pay-per-view? You know, how did you prioritize this?
Well, you know, every time you go in a title match, you know, you don't know what to expect. You know, you don't know if you're going to win or if you're going to lose. So I just gave it my all, you know. I stay up really early in the morning to make sure that I finish my role play. And I get things done, but, you know, things like this happen. You know, you win and you lose. You know, it's all part of the game. But, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy with the way things turned out, you know. I'm not mad about it or, you know. I'm happy. I'm happy he won, and I'm just, you know, looking forward to seeing what he does. Cause, you know, I carried that belt with pride, you know. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it would be tremendously difficult to pull double duty in two matches like this.
I've done it before in the past, so it's kind of, you know, I'm kind of used to it already. I don't know. I'm the type that really likes a challenge, so.
That's great. You're just like, oh, no, it's no big thing. It's,
yeah.
Two championship matches the same night, and no big deal. I've done it before.
Yeah.
so casual about it. Yeah, it's okay. You know, if you think that's something, you know, I've done, you know, four or five in one night before El Gringo Loco. No, but it seems like it would be really difficult, I think, for a lot of people. And, you know, I mean, you said that you've done it before.
Yeah,
it's
fun,
but
it's all right, though. It is difficult to, you know, come up with new stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's true. And I mean, how do you prioritize for this? I mean, you know, I guess, because you've got the title that you have is your internet championship and you're defending that. But then, you know, you've got this big opportunity to, you know, either add a second championship or, you know, become the number one contender to the Atlantic City title, which is, as I understand it, and Boardwalk is like the big championship. So I mean, you know, how do you, like, you know, did one match seem more important to you than the other one? And if so, was it defending the belt that you've already got, or was it trying to go out and get that shot at the Atlantic City championship?
Wait, what was that? You were cutting off a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe it's just the wind. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, which match was more important to you? Was it defending your internet championship, or was it trying to win the number one contendership to the Atlantic City championship?
Probably both. You know, I like I said, I put a lot of effort into both of them, and as always, I don't sleep, so I put a lot of effort and hope that I'll win. But if I don't, you know, it's no big deal. But you know, if that makes any sense, I don't know.
No, yeah. So they're both kind of equally as important to you.
Like, every match is important, pretty much. Like, it, you know, no matter what match it is, I'm always going to try to put 100% into everyone, you know.
Well, that yeah, I mean that makes a lot of sense, and that's a good way to go. It seems like, when you've got like two going on at the same time, you might say, like, oh, well, I want to get this done first, or well, maybe this is where I'm going to put more effort than the other one. I think like a lot of people would do that. It's hard to, I mean, it's hard to sit down and have those balanced efforts. So I remember one time playing double duty myself in on an FGA card, and one of them was a tag team match that I was in with Bob Pooler, and we were facing Malcolm Drake and Dom Harder, who were at the time the two members of the murder. I guess they were an attempted murder. If I don't know if you've seen those memes on Facebook with the two crows, and it says attempted murder because a murder is murder of crows is three or more. We were facing them, and then also I was in the Gold Rush Rumble that same night, and that was the winner of that got shot at, I think it was at the FGA Championship, FGA Heavyweight Championship or whatever it was that the winner of the Gold Rush Rumble got a shot at the time. And I mean, for me, that was kind of difficult to prioritize because, on the one hand, it's just, the big feud that I was in was against Dom Harder and Malcolm Drake, and so on a personal level, I mean, that there's a lot of animosity between your character and these other two characters, and then on the other hand, you've got a shot at the championship on the line, and so, and plus, the tag team match, you've got a partner, you don't want to let your partner down. But so, I mean, to me at that time, it was kind of hard to, prioritize and say, well, which one of these is going to be more important to me? And I think that's a question that a lot of people end up asking themselves. And I mean, for you to be able to, just go out there and put equal importance on both matches, I think is quite fantastic. Anyway, so moving on. So you lost the championship to CJ O'Donnell, and that was during a feud, yeah?
Yeah,
That
that was.
you guys have been building up to that match. Now,
Yeah.
first, let's talk about what the groundwork was going into this match. Everything that's happened up to this point in the feud, but then I've got another question that I want to ask you after that as well.
Right.
So, how did the feud between Juliet Brooks and CJ O'Donnell start, and how long ago did it start? We'll start there.
A couple of months ago, actually, we had this like little love affair, I guess you would call it.
Oh my.
Yeah, and yeah, everyone thought that, they really, really in love. They would have like all these Twitter, little Twitter love affairs, whatever. So like one day, CJ had a match with the Dayman, and the cops arrested him and said that that somebody filed a sexual harassment on him, and nobody was sure who that was. So even Julia was shocked that, somebody would do that. So he ended up going to jail, and she went to the jail and to bail him out, I guess. And so she was there, and he thought, okay, well, she's gonna bail me out, and then I can leave and go back to the boardwalk or whatever. But it turns out that she didn't bail him out. Instead, she left him to go shopping instead. So he was pissed off, and so, you know, he's like, well, why didn't you bail me out or whatever? And so Ian Bishop is the one that had to bail him out. And so they were pissed off. And then, like, kind of forward to, like, the next couple of weeks, she pretty much told him that it wasn't her that filed the sexual harassment. So it was kind of like a big old mystery or whatever. But then she did tell him that she played mind games with him. She really didn't love him the way he thought. So until recently, Juliet and her sister went to the ring, and it was revealed that Juliet's sister is the one that filed the sexual harassment on CJ. So, and then, so it was like a big old battle with Juliet and CJ. Are you still there? Thank you. Hello.